Appearing before a joint hearing of the House Africa and the International Terrorism and Nonproliferation Subcommittees, Assistant Secretary Fraser made clear U.S. concern about Somalia becoming a base for terrorists.
It is indeed the case that the Union of Islamic Courts is a heterogeneous group of courts, Islamic courts, and that there are elements in it which are jihadist in nature, militant hardliners, and indeed are providing haven for terrorists within Mogadishu and within Somalia.
The Union of Islamic Courts, now known as the Somali Supreme Islamic Courts Council, announced Thursday that it was claiming authority over the entire country. The group's overall leader, Sheikh Hassan Dahir Awe, is on a U.S. terrorist watch list as a suspected collaborator with al-Qaeda. Fraser says the U.S. continues to support a return to a central government in Somalia and the transitional federal charter while working with other nations to prevent Somalia from continuing to be a source of regional instability. However, she refers to what she calls mixed messages emerging from Mogadishu regarding policies on such things as Islamic law and had these suggestions for the Islamic Courts Council.
What's important really is not to reach out to the United States, but rather to reach out to the transitional federal government, as we've encouraged this dialogue, which the first meeting took place in Khartoum. But beyond that, also to demonstrate with action, stop the expansion, stop hostilities. Right now, there's, as you mentioned, there's fighting that's taking place to stop all hostilities and fighting, and also to turn over these terrorists that we know are in Mogadishu. So speak with action.
John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group has been a sharp critic of U.S. policy regarding Somalia. He urged a new U.S. effort to engage all elements in the Islamic Courts Union to avoid the prospect of radicals coming to dominate it.
It's crucial, I think, for us to engage with all elements of the Islamic Courts, but particularly the Courts Executive Committee, which is headed by Sheikh Sharif. The Islamic Courts have invited an international inquiry into its links with al-Qaeda and whether terrorists are being harbored in Somalia. We need to immediately test the Islamic Court Union and see if it would provide access to investigators into Somalia to have a look and see whether people are actually being provided that safe haven.
Prendergast says early engagement with the Islamic Courts Union would head off what he calls its Talibanization later on. In her testimony, Assistant Secretary Fraser noted that the next meeting of the International Somalia Contact Group, comprising the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, European Union, and others, is scheduled to be held July 7th in Sweden to discuss coordination of next steps. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.